Grace and peace be to you. You may be seated. On our last sitting, we talked about God telling Moses, I am that I am. Now, the I am-ness of God must be with you at all times.
Yes, sir.
Jesus was a duplication of God. He was the self-same thing. And you notice, I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. Jesus knew his I am this position. We have to know ours.
Yes, sir.
I'm a son of God.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, okay. So when God said to Moses, let me go over this so I can go into this next session. I am that I am. Watch this statement. This means that he is in complete agreement with himself about all those plans. God is in complete agreement with himself about every plan he made.
Yes.
I am who I am. He's completely aware of everything that exists, and he knows how everything synergetically fit into divine order throughout eternity.
Yes, sir.
See, God don't have to go to nobody and say, what are we going to do next?
Right. Yes, sir.
That's why I give I am, I am. I am that I am. Don't ever have a test. Don't ever have to stand before a committee or a board, because you already know, you see.
Yeah.
When the I am experience is transferred to leaders and to spiritual sons and daughters, they will all have, listen, the same supernatural pattern on the inside of them.
Yeah.
What'd I say?
Now,
sons and daughters, listen. In spiritual encounters and spiritual experiences, supernatural substance is being placed on the inside of you.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
If you never have that encounter, you never have that experience, you're not going to be able to follow the supernatural plans and the supernatural assignment and the supernatural data that the Holy Spirit want to program in you. You listening? Holy Spirit want to program you with supernatural data that you will not turn to the world for help.
Yes, sir. Wow.
You'll carry, you'll be a carrier, listen, of divine substance.
Yes, sir.
That will secure your place in ministry and in your walk with God.
Yes, sir.
And in your assignment. Only the Spirit of God can give you the line called divine alignment with your assignment.
Yes, sir. Wow. Yes, sir.
What I say?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. You can't be self-willed, you can't be selfish. You have to yield.
Yes, sir.
Many times, listen, you listening?
Yes, sir.
Many times he gonna tell you to do something you don't know how to do. That will be your introduction to I am. Are you willing to trust me? Are you willing to walk without your sight? See, this is a overflow from the day. Huh? Get this. Ministry is not a struggle. When they start talking struggle, walk off.
Okay.
But they're not trusting God.
Yes,
you have challenges, but it's not a struggle.
Yeah.
All right? So that same supernatural pattern that is in your pastor should be in you.
Yes, sir.
Same trust, same ability.
Yeah, yeah.
Hebrews chapter 1. I want you to turn there tonight, but Hebrews chapter 1. Bring us to grip with God has spoken to this generation in another manner. And you know, we're talking about how to carry out a supernatural succession and spiritual technology, all these things coming before us in the book that you got. Just read your book. I should tell you chapters to read. But anyway, Jesus is a supernatural pattern. If you follow his pattern in ministry, you'll always be successful.
Yes, sir. Yeah, always.
I think Hebrews 1 describes how Jesus' ministry worked, how he upheld all things by the word of his power. He was the express image of God, the brightness of his glory. And Jesus carried something, the scepter of righteousness. Righteousness is a powerful force if you can develop it and yield to it. See, Jesus knew he was the righteousness of God. And so he had that power with him all the time. I want to read a little bit out of it because it's so powerful. Jesus is the perfect example of the pattern and the presence of God. The pattern and the presence of God. For a long time, you will hear me call it a template. That same thing means it's a pattern or a blueprint or something set out. All right? It's cut out already. So our lives as leaders, already the trail already has been blazed. That's why Jesus spent those 3 years doing things out of the ordinary. Jesus spent those 3 years getting in a jam to show you how to get out of them.
Yes,
amen?
Yeah.
And so the gospel, I went a long time, didn't know the gospel was still in the Old Testament.
Yes, sir. Come on.
It didn't become new till he died. Now, we know we don't live under the law.
Right.
The law actually wasn't for the Gentile.
Yes,
the law is for the Jews.
Yes,
we under a law, but it's called a law of the Spirit.
Yes, sir.
The law of grace, that Romans 8:2. I love that. Romans 8:2, you know?
Yes, sir.
Powerful.
Yes, sir.
What I say?
Yes, sir.
Powerful. Romans 8:2, powerful.
Yes, sir.
We live under the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, you see?
Yes, sir.
For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus have made me free. Made what? But why are so many ministers not free? Why are so many churches not free? They're not operating in that pattern, son.
Yes, sir.
They're not operating in the presence of God as they should. So yeah, Hebrews points out, before I start giving you a lot of insight on this, God, who had sun-dried time and in divers manner, spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets. Now notice verse 2, has in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world. And notice he gives a description of him in the third chapter, third verse.
Yes, sir.
Are you in him?
Yes, sir.
Is he in you?
Yes, sir.
Well, listen at the description then. Who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. You go on to give another description of him, that he's above the angels and et cetera, et cetera. But here's a description of the pattern son. Through Jesus, we see God's passionate desire to share all that he is with the people whom he has created.
Yes, sir.
So he just opened up there, and at first, and you notice Jesus' ministry in the gospel, he's constantly showing us stuff. We'll get to some real powerful. Matter of fact, the next statement I make gonna be powerful. I'm gonna give you a voice.
Yes.
He imparted the pattern of his life unto his son, who passes the example on to believers. Now here we go, we'll dance with a very familiar scripture, but it should make more of an impact on our lives. John chapter 1, verse 12. Well, what a privilege God gave to the believer. That you could become a son like Jesus. By receiving Jesus.
Yes, sir.
In other words, Jesus' DNA come in you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Come on, Apostle.
Yes, sir.
Now, where we get lost at? We get lost because we're a tri-type being. That DNA, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he a new creature, old things pass away. It took me years to learn this.
Yes, sir.
Old things to pass away. Behold, all things become new. But I thought everything was new.
Come on.
And I found out my body wasn't new.
Yes, sir.
Right.
My mind wasn't new.
Right. Yes, sir.
Everything happened in your spirit.
Yes, sir.
So for you to be a pattern son or a pattern daughter, you're going to have to be out of your spirit controlling your soul and your body.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hey, but his ministry, we give him the power to become the sons of God. What a privilege, man.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
See, even to them that believe on his name.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. Even to them that believe on his name. Now, our life, and you know, I talk to him. What we need to do now is, according to Romans 5, 1 through 5, is access our place of grace where we're standing. You see, look at Romans 5, 1 through 5, it'll tell you, love show up. Every time you've got faith and grace, love shows up.
Yes, sir.
To endorse it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Second verse, look at the second verse of Romans 5, 2. It's so powerful.
Yes, sir.
I text my Texan people, anytime you see grace, look for faith.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. Anytime you see faith, look for grace. They're going to bring it in.
Yes, sir.
So everything the Son, everything the Father hath done for us through the Son, I'll go off chart a little bit. We have to know how to access it. Once you access it, it programs itself in you.
Yes, sir.
You can go to the next access. It's called maturing in the things of the Spirit.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Mm. Nothing automatic.
Right.
Learn from others, but don't be a copycat because you're not going to have it.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
That's right.
You got to pray too.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Seek God's faith. So all of stuff that I'm teaching, you watching by internet in this class, it's not just by information. You have to permit the Holy Spirit to give you access to revelation.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
We are revelatory sons and daughters.
Yes, sir.
We're not just readers.
Right, yes,
right.
Are you following me? You cannot take much revelation at one time. That's why God, as you grow, he give you a little more. All right. Now, so he imparted the pattern of his son life unto his son, who passes the example on to believers. How does this thing work? How you do this? Jesus said many times, you're dealing with him, he says, all right, be it unto you according to your faith. You can't access this without faith.
Right.
But what you going to access if you don't understand grace? God already have done everything he going to do for you. That's a statement that'll drive you crazy if you don't have no understanding, you know. If you're a person who's trying to operate in faith by performance about how good you are, that statement you won't accept it. Turn to Matthew 3. See this. There's something you need to see here. This is one of my favorite. Once I come to grip with it and find out what God was telling me in these voices, I say, my goodness, this is possible. See? Matthew 3, I'll tell you what verse in a minute. Don't never tell the people the voices if you don't want them to get ahead of you. Just Tell them all you want and say, look at chapter 3, you know, or something. Yeah, because they go to reading and then got a revelation for you, tell them what need to be told. Now you got problems. You got two problems. Now they didn't know. Now they know something else. Don't give them scripture too fast. I'll make a statement, then I'll show you in the scripture. Jesus is the perfect pattern of sonship DNA. He's a perfect pattern. Now, when I read that, the authors of these books didn't put scripture to them. I put scripture to them. A lot of times they don't put scripture because they're teaching on a level, but I need to break it down some. And if you look in Matthew 3, you look in verse 16, it says, and Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were open unto him. Praise God. So you're going to be a pattern son or daughter, what's going to happen? The heaven going to open to you. Good God Almighty. Good God Almighty. What? What? The heaven. I have the right to get the heaven open to me because I'm a son of God. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting on him. But here's what I want you to see. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, that is the pattern son, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. You want that said about yourself?
Yes, sir.
He said, can I do it? Absolutely. Absolutely. See, the Father is not really looking for a sinless, perfect person. He's looking for a person who obey him.
Yes, sir.
He could always correct your mistakes.
Yes, sir.
But if you're not obeying him, you can't correct them.
Right.
They become a habit,
yes.
Become a behavior.
Yes.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
You must always understand that you have the right to be on the open heaven, whatever you need. Let's understand that. And God said, this is my beloved son, and whom I'm well pleased. Well, he probably said the same thing, I know he did, about Paul. Paul wasn't Jesus. But, I mean, he must have had some kind of connection with God. He wrote over half of the New Testament. See? So, in John Gospel, you know, John, they say John was the disciple that Jesus really loved. And you see John using the language beloved.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you can't use beloved unless you've been loved.
Yes, sir.
John knew what it was, see, because he got close to Jesus.
Yes,
now, by Jesus being a pattern son and passing on to you the right to be a pattern son, you know what I mean, daughters too, right?
Yes,
a pattern son. This is important, but it's not going to sound too spiritual. This is how God distributed himself to the generation.
Yes, sir.
Man, I hear that loud and clear. See, God is distributing himself through you. That's why government is so important, because if you don't recognize government, you don't recognize God talking to you. God telling you something to get you out of self, to get you in a place where you can walk with him by faith, in grace, in love, in peace, in confidence. I'm going to tell you right now, class, you can't watch television and get a hold on ministry. You're going to be fooled by crowds and people who are real, I'm not talking about evil, but they're crafty.
Right. Yes, sir.
They know how to work it, partner. They know how to work it. But those people can't fight for themselves because they don't know the pattern and the presence of the Lord Jesus. I have to tell you this in this school because you in this school.
Yes, sir. Right, 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 sir.
Tell you, don't get carried away with good talkers.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
What's the substance?
Wow.
What's the subject? All right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, John's gospel again, chapter 1, verse 4 and 5, give us an insight on how God distribute himself to the generation. My goodness. You see it? You there? Huh? Y'all see it? See John 1, 4. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shining in darkness, and the darkness could not put it out. And Jesus said another time, we're teaching you the light of the world.
Yes,
what give you light? Revelation.
Yes,
Revelation. Your spirit is a light bulb.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
There's a spirit in man that receives inspiration from the Almighty.
Yes,
the Lord says in the psalm, the psalmist said on behalf of the Lord, the interest of thy word giveth light. See? And so, if I'm preaching, as I sit up here as an instructor, and my instructors are here listening to me, as I sit up here, I'm supposed to be distributing God to you.
Yes, sir.
Not myself, Jesus.
Yes,
so I have to let my flaws come out.
Yes,
and my weaknesses, I know it sure wasn't him. But then the power hit you. Because God get the glory.
Yes, sir.
That's my entire ministry.
Yes, sir.
I preach all over the world.
Yes, sir.
I preach through weakness.
Come on, Pastor.
Now, if you're going to put on a show, I was sitting inside a great woman one time until she made this statement. You know, she's a great singer and everything, you know. And she said, Doc, I said, yes, ma'am, I got 4 more shows. I said, Jesus. And sometime back in the day, they call them gigs.
Yeah, yeah.
No, you are a distributor. Good God Almighty.
Yes,
you are a distribution center for God of divine things.
Yeah.
I said to my impartation class this morning, you know, you ask somebody, all right, now, who has the highest office in the United States of America? One of y'all to holler Obama. No, you don't.
Yes, sir.
It's the minister of the gospel.
Yes,
I respect my president. Thank God for him.
Yes, sir.
And any other, the mayor and everybody else. I pray for all of them.
Yes, sir.
You have to recognize how strong and how powerful you the one, only one can distribute eternal life.
Yes, sir.
Y'all hearing me?
Yes, sir.
The sacredness, the seriousness of this thing. This thing is not a job 8 to 4.
Right, right.
No. So keep that in mind, that God distribute himself to generation through people who have become pattern son who walking in God's presence. Each time that a believer is added to the spiritual family, you listening?
Yes, sir.
The lineage of sons increase. Now, what we have to do as students of the word, keep sons from being cripple sons.
Yes, sir.
Not knowing who they are. After 42 years, and you know, I'm going to push this thing, after coming to a revelation of Acts 20 and 24, Acts 20 and 32, Ephesians 2:8,
yes,
Titus 2:11 and 12. Romans chapter 5, 1 through 5. I discovered that there's more and how to tap in it all is knowing that when Jesus died, he done everything.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And he put it, you listening? He put it in a place called grace. It's so powerful. I can't hardly sleep at night.
Yes,
I get up 3 o'clock in the morning. I can't sleep.
Yes, sir.
It's so powerful. It's so the devil been so slick in making two camps.
Yeah.
See, the reason that many in the body of Christ not receiving what they're supposed to receive, they don't understand. That's what they're supposed to do, receive.
Yes.
Not perform to have.
Yes.
And so when I first started studying this message, I got one side of it.
Yeah.
And when I got to a certain degree, the Spirit shook me and said, this is not it.
Yeah.
So I left it alone. But I kept praying about it because I knew something was there. But I'm trying to tell you something on the side now.
Yeah.
But when I found out, the problem was grace and faith has been separated. You got the word of faith over here and the grace people over here.
Yeah.
Both of them wrong.
Come on, Apostle.
Yes, sir.
The Lord wants you to bring them together.
Yeah,
right. So remember this, I tell you this, class. Ephesians 2:8 tell the whole story.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
This is the way God functions. This is the way God operates. If you do that, your headache's going to leave you. Your healing going to come. Your money going to come. Everything going to start falling in place. Because now you know it's already yours. Okay, all right. Now, I'll teach you more about that later. Now, and we will not be sons to have a bastard spirit.
Yes, sir. Right.
What is the bastard spirit? Because we don't know our Father. John 14:7.
Yeah.
Look at that verse. That's a bastard spirit. If you don't know the Father, then you're claiming him, you're a bastard. Now, John 14:7, right there. Through Jesus, we have the best view of the Father that we ever had. In the gospel, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, what the Father was doing was giving us a view of himself. We're back to Hebrews 1, you see. He given us a view of himself. Jesus was the perfect example of the Father. If you look at John 14:9, and I want everybody to look at it, John 14:9. And read it out to me. John 14:9. What? And then he says, what's the next one he said? And how sayest thou? Show us the Father. You see? Uh-huh. Is it possible he that have seen you have seen the Father? Do you have the spiritual audacity to believe that? You're a son, aren't you? That'll make you careful with your manners. You hear what I said? Yeah. Yeah, your body won't wrap, your mind won't wrap, but you recognize I'm supposed to be showing the Father, not my nasty self. Ah, Lord, this is hard, but I'm going to say it. And I hope y'all can handle it.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to try to handle it myself.
Yeah.
You still got a bastard body.
Yes, sir.
And a bastard soul.
Yes, sir.
Never heard that before in my life, but God dog, man.
Yes,
cuss your body out.
Yes,
wow.
But you make your soul and your body become part of your sonship.
Yes, sir.
That's how we get in trouble. Yes, sir. I never heard that before. Lord have mercy. Yeah. I never heard that before. But that says, all right, you bastard, get straight. It go off, don't it? Yes. Yeah, it go off. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Watch this. There's a pattern of sonship. Watch this now. Inside of Jesus. Everyone who accepts Christ receives the same pattern.
Yes, sir.
Notice it said, therefore, if any man be in Christ.
Not
on Christ, in Christ. Because that's where it is. And where it is in you, it's on the inside of you. You see that? All right. Hebrews 2:9. I'll make a statement. Go to Hebrews 2:9. Make a statement. Because of Christ, who tastes death for every man, God has been able to accomplish the salvation of mankind and to preserve the future of the human race. It's answered right there in Hebrews 2:9. You see it? Huh? You see it? But we see Jesus, who made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, that is again, you see, should taste death for every man. See, that grace is again. What grace is saying? It's already done. It's going to take a while for us to get this revelation, but I finally got it. And I always wanted to find the gospel of grace, and I found it. That's why I gave them verses in Acts 20:24. Found it. Now I know the arguments of Paul in Galatians and Ephesians. Paul and Peter and them had the law. And Paul came in as the apostle of grace. Because Paul left out and went, got a revelation that the denomination didn't teach him. Thank God. Thank God. Now we got it. Thank God, you see. That's why God permitted him to write so many books, because he had a revelation of the dispensation of grace. All he said, when you say grace, all you're saying, I can't say it like that. When you're saying grace, grace and gospel are interchangeable. Grace, gospel, and cross are interchangeable.
All right.
Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. He's saying, I'm not ashamed of grace.
Yes, sir.
See, it's what Jesus, I want you to know this before you leave the school, it's what Jesus has already done.
Yes.
So in your prayer time, in your praise time, in your worship time, you're not trying to make him do something. You're receiving, releasing, and resisting.
Yes, sir. Wow.
In 2 Peter 1-6, very important. 2 Peter 1-6. 2 Peter 1. This coming into the body of Christ means that we share, come on, the same spiritual DNA as Jesus. I have the golden privilege of calling Jesus my brother.
Yes, sir.
Now here in I told you, Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through. Now when you see faith, or when you see grace, when you see faith, grace is not written, but it's there.
Yes, sir.
Well, you can preach now.
Yes, sir.
When you see grace, faith is not there. There's an action. See. In the spirit, there are action without word. See, you don't always have to have a text with the word in it.
Right.
Check the action out. The action cannot come to play if there's no faith. What did he say in Hebrews 11:6? Without faith. So why you won't kind of read something without faith? Why you want trying to comprehend something spiritual without faith? You don't have to see the word. You know the word, run the show. I have to have faith if I'm going to get this. I don't care if you read 35 verses and faith never was mentioned. You better find it somewhere. Or you're not getting not one of those verses. That's why the Bible said God is before his reward.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
See, without faith, impossible to please God. He that come to God must believe that he is.
Yes, sir.
Ills come before reward.
Yes, sir.
So as a student of this school, every time you sit down and read your Bible, I want you to understand this. I don't know whether you're in the Old or New Testament, you got to see grace and see faith,
yes,
or you ain't going to see nothing. You saw a ghost. This is one of the most profound texts in the Bible here in 2 Peter. You say now, you see, obtain, lack precious faith. Go to the next verse. Watch. Watch this. This is so powerful. When you're saying grace and peace. You notice what I high addressed you when I came out here?
Yes, sir.
Grace and peace be multiplied on you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Go on, go to the next verse. Watch it, watch it. According as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, to the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue. Keep going. Next verse. Whereby are given to us exceeding great, something else precious. Precious promises. Good God Almighty. That by these you might be partake of the divine nature. All right, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust.
Yes.
In your spirit, running your soul and your body,
yes,
living in revelation, being led by the Spirit,
yes,
feeding on the word of God, what's your spirit in life?
Yes,
change on the inside, running everything from the inside.
Yes, sir.
When people come to Christ and enter a covenant with him, with ministry leaders and with the church family, they are included in this pattern. I didn't read that one. That's a good one. I got it back. I go back. I jumped 11, but I got back 10. I was talking about in 2 Peter, go with coming into the body of Christ means that we share the same spiritual DNA as Jesus. I think 2 Peter give us a good insight. And you go on. I just went to a certain part. You go on and read. He say add virtue, add some other thing as you go as a spirit being. Now, you're not going to enjoy ministry unless you get some insight. You're going to carry some baggage if you don't know insight and how you work in this thing, how God works this thing, all right? Now, I want to back up because here's one. When people come to Christ and enter into a covenant with him, and then he says, with ministry leaders also and with the church family. So now, Christ's not going to leave his leaders out, and he's not going to leave his church out. So you can't be your own selfish one person. You gotta submit to somebody. Then they are included in this pattern. So you come to Christ, you come to government, and you come to the body of Christ. If you can't act right there, you ain't included in this pattern. You're a renegade. With scripture. Now, when you are packing this spiritual DNA, this pattern son, and know how to walk in the presence of God and know the Bible reveals something else, and the Lord keep revealing things to me. Go in John chapter 1. Huh? Go to John chapter 1. Look at verse 14. It's all over the Bible. Just jump right at you. What he's full of?
Grace and truth.
Yeah?
Yeah.
See? So you can't talk about having faith and grace without having truth.
Yes, sir. Right.
And what happened is, Satan is that you never come to grip with the whole counsel of God.
Yes, sir.
He just wants you to know a part.
Yes, sir.
See? But when you come to understand the whole counsel of God, you have not, and you're going to need to hear this, have not to operate by feeling no more.
Yes, sir. Wow. Yes, sir. All right, Apostle.
So all the time you don't feel it.
Yes, sir. That's right.
You follow what I'm saying?
Yes.
You listening?
Yes, sir.
Now, this spiritual DNA readily identifies with the desires and purposes of God. You notice how Jesus' ministry was? He was always on target.
Yes, sir.
I don't do nothing but what my Father do.
Right.
I don't do nothing but what I see my Father. John 14, you know, I don't do nothing but what I see my Father do. In other words, he's attached to the Father.
Yes, sir.
We'll get up the road further here. John, that was what he was trying to teach us in John 15 about the vine.
Yes, sir.
You can't keep producing fruit if you're not attached right.
Yes, sir.
Right.
And then John 14:6. He says, this is why no man can come unto the Father except to do it through Jesus.
Yeah.
He said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. See, I'm attached to the Father. Now you say, well, where I fit in that? The gospel?
Yeah.
No man can't come to the Father unless he hear the gospel.
Yes, sir.
What gospel? The gospel of grace.
Yeah.
That you apply your faith. That God already loved you.
Yep.
I'm a sinner though, he still loves you.
Yes, right.
You appropriate his love by faith.
Yes, sir.
Every sinner right now, in gambling room where the love of God hanging right over their head.
Yes, right.
One acknowledgement, he'll snatch him out of it.
Yes, sir. Wow.
When you understand how much God loves you, you don't want sin. When you understand how much God loves you, you recognize that sin has no more dominion over you.
Yes,
where sin abound, grace abound. Write Romans 5:17. I'll preach from this Sunday, I'm going to preach from this Sunday again. But I want you to see Romans 5:17. Powerful, powerful. You won't reign in life. How you going to reign in life? Romans 5:7, by one man offense, death ran by one, much more. They were free, what? What? Watch what I said, abundant of already done. Yeah. And as the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one Jesus Christ. So you see why many Christians not ran it? 1 Peter 4:10 talk about the manifold grace of God. You know, I've been studying this. You see how it's coming out?
Yes,
sir.
Yeah.
the manifold grace of God.
Yeah.
Some of y'all are not even excited. Y'all getting sleepy and all that kind of thing. Because you don't know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I hope to God that the Holy Spirit will help you to understand it.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. My God, I hope you understand it. Here we come to the point where Jesus, his blood carries the spiritual DNA pattern that causes our spirit to adapt to the nature and purpose of his Father. And you know, I just run and listen to the Holy Spirit in 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. They tell you you're bought with a price? That's the blood. Or Galatians 3:13-14. It shut down Proverbs 26:2. The curse, causeless, shall not come. You go in Numbers, you find out in the book of Numbers, you can't bless, you can't curse whom God has blessed.
Right. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
All right, class, write it down. What blessing mean? Blessing mean that God have spoken his favor over you. When you say I'm blessed, you say God, you're saying God spoke in favor of me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Write this definitely down for grace. Grace is the divine influence of God on your heart. Grace is a divine influence of God on your heart. That's why, that's why, go to Titus 2, I got to teach it. Go to Titus 2, look at verse 11. Now, you have to see faith in verse 11. You know the Bible is a faith book, so don't go to no scripture without no faith.
Yes, sir.
See, it talk about the grace of God, they have appealed to all men, the 11th verse. Then it talk about living a good life, a holy life, the next verse.
Yes, sir.
Huh? That's what it talk about. See, teaching us the denying ungodliness and worldly lust. Now, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. But according to Ephesians 2:8, you know what he's saying. It's by grace, but it's through faith. So why we got so many people living ungodly? They don't know that. They don't know the grace of God. So they don't know the grace of God, they don't know the love of God. So they know scripture. And they wear the scripture of forgiveness out. Man, once you understand, see. His blood carries a spiritual DNA pattern that causes our spirit to adapt to the nature and purpose of his Father. Without this bloodline connection, there can be no relationship to the Father. In other words, see now, another thing you must look for when you're reading the scripture, in Old and New Testament, look for that cross. Look for that blood. They either pointing to it, Genesis 3:15, they're pointing to it. Point to that cross.
Yes, sir. Uh-huh.
Now you point back at it.
Right.
You post-cross.
Right. Yes, sir.
So the Bible said the prophet desired to see your day. You hear more of this. You hear Esther. They're begging to find grace in his sight. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Because they didn't have the grace of God living on the inside of them. Guess what? You have it on the inside of you. God has spoken favor over you. Now, here's a secret. Come to my spirit. Learn to flow with the favor.
Yes,
sir. I never said it before in my life. But learn prasukusha. Learn to flow with the favor, child. Stop fighting the enemy. He's defeated. Fight the good fight of faith, 1 Timothy 6:12. Lay hold on what's right for yours. He can't stop you. He can't stop you. Lay hold. Don't argue with him. Don't wrestle with him in prayer all night. Show you another secret. You ready for it?
Yes.
Thanksgiving is more powerful than praise and worship. You give God thanks. Jesus was a master at it. When he fed the 5,000, he gave thanks. Jesus was a master at it. At Lazarus' grave, Thanksgiving moved God off his throne. When you were real thankful. And see, your gratitude gonna change your attitude. Oh, you see, when I rise, my foot hit the floor, I start thanking him. Thank you, Lord, for a wholesome thing. Then I go into praise. I just corrected in this church. We're trying to get people to worship. Worship the Lord. Put your hand up. They haven't praised them yet. They haven't given thanks yet. They ain't on move for no worship. They can unworthily try to worship him, but they're not even got in their spirit yet. They're still in their flesh. They ain't getting it. So sing a song. Sing a song to get them in the groove. Let them shake around a little bit. Praise him. And then, because you see, yeah. Now, don't miss this next statement. Man's spirit is the template. Template mean pattern for everything that he does spiritually. See, your spirit You are more powerful than you ever have seen.
Yes, sir.
But the day has come for you to see it. When you grip the revelation that is already done, now the enemy trying to hide it from you through your soul and your body. See, I tell you why. 3 John 2, beloved, I wish above all things you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prosper. Oh, why he didn't say your spirit? Your soul hiding prosperity from you.
Yes, sir.
So what you got to do now is take the word and make your soul come in agreement with your spirit.
Yeah.
Your body going to fall in line.
Yes,
you'll come to money.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Or can I love this statement now that I understand. 2 Corinthians 8 and 9. That first statement there.
Yeah.
It includes everything in God's kingdom. 2 Corinthians 8 and 9. It includes everything. The first statement. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's not just talking about that one verse. Everything from the kingdom, know the grace of it. God, don't know the grace of it. No. Let that have the scripture, let it have divine influence on your heart. And bless you. And hear God's favor being spoke over you.
Yes, sir.
As you read the scripture. That is.
Yes, sir.
That is. You know one of the problems? Look up here. You know one of the problems? Huh? Too many of us have an agenda that we believe from God and it's not. We didn't stay long enough to get the agenda. So we struggle all our lives trying to find our place. You never find it. And what's so bad about it? People don't repent after that. It's like they fall off the cliff. They just don't want to repent. They just go on and on, pushing a log truck with no mold in it. Y'all hear me? All right, listen to me. All right. If God's original DNA is transferred to that template, the spirit, we can do whatever God empowers us to do. You know, Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. That means that Christ got a hold of my spirit. Think of the possibilities that exist after God has given us this restored sonship through Christ. Think of the possibility. Jesus tried to show it to us over and over again. Some of the most powerful, Mark 9:23, Mark 10:27, Luke 1:37, some of the most powerful scripture talking about possibility. Things that are not possible with men, all things are possible with God. Now, in John 6:63, one of my favorite verses, says the spirit that quickeneth the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. That's DNA, you see.
Yes,
then also in Hebrews 4:12, very important. John 15:7, very important. Very important. Very important. Because when you understand this, it will only become a matter of resending a word to activate the original agreement of sonship that has been restored to us. The word is spirit and life, see?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. He said, put me in remembrance. He said, command ye me.
Yes, sir.
Yes. I know what I said I would do, but remind me. Remind me. Do you know?
Yes.
Do you know? He said, this can't be no guessing game. This is too explosive to permit somebody to play with it. They got to know what they're doing. The word is like a dynamite. It explodes and causes things to happen. And you can't just throw it around, so you got to have it in you. You got to be aware of what you're saying. It packed too much weight.
Yes, sir.
to let it happen just by you saying it with no faith and no grace.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my. If you heard me tonight, this will change the way that we process spiritual things. You process it through the word. You're aware of grace. You're aware that the satanic forces is no match for you. That's a summer all before he died. He was in his bed sleeping. And he heard some noise in the room. He woke up, it was the devil. He said, "Oh, I just you roll over and went back to sleep." He has no power but what you give him. Jesus stripped him of his power. He got to catch it. It's such a word, ignorance, to do you harm. Oh, he'll attack. You listening? When he attack, always know you got on inside of you the law of attraction. You got one voice to lay him out, Romans 8:2, lay him out every time. Get over in the spirit. And that law kick in. You're free from the law of sin and death. Jesus said you know the truth in John 8:32, that he was talking about this. You got to get into that law. Process spiritual things. Spiritual things have to be processed properly. You process it with the word. Paul said, told them people that grievous wolves will come in. He says, I commend you to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up, give you an inheritance. Yeah, that's what he said. See, you have the spiritual things just don't happen. They have to be processed. Why? Because we're in a world where sin is rising every day. See, that's why he said us be in the world, but not of the world. Prophecies will adhere to the believers more quickly. When you start operating in your spirit, when a genuine prophecy comes forward, it'll go right down home. It'll go home. Watch this. The word of the Lord, which is taught and preached, will be absorbed into believers' inner being faster than ever before. Because you're no longer looking for entertainment and excitement now. No, you're looking for insight and illumination, inspiration. You have to permit your spirit, listen to me, to investigate everything you hear.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You must not be like a little bird. Don't know how to get food and got your mouth wide open.
Yeah.
And people can drop in there anything they want. Just sound good. Ooh, that's good. Ooh, you heard that? Yeah. No, I didn't hear it.
Yeah.
Second sentence, I shed it all.
Yeah. Wow.
It ain't helps the spirit. Now, I'm going to give you a little bit of this, of preparing for his presence. Preparing for his presence. Malachi 4:6. Malachi 4:6. Fathers passing on the heritage of their relationship with God to their children. He said, why your children obey you? Why your children? Yeah, I never saw your children disrespect me. They know better. I pass it on to them. I drill them with scripture. Didn't have many Bible studies. I just drill them. And I come to you, what Mark 11:23 said? Channel, spit it out. I said, do you know it, Buck? He spit it out. Now when Darnell come along, he didn't get as much training as they did. I'm training him now. I meet with him every day, an hour and a half. Bringing him up. See? Say, amen. See what Malachi 4:6 says? Lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. Why? When the covenant is not passed on, the curse got a free ride.
Yes, sir.
That ain't on my paper, so you better write that down. Might not be to repeat it. Next class might not get this. See, you understand that? So we can see how important it is to God that the fathers of the tribes and families pass on the heritage of their relationship with God to their children.
Yes, sir.
I just thought about something, and this is not going to make much sense to you, but it make a whole lot of sense to me. When I drove up here, I drove my Maybach. Okay, that's big. That's the biggest Mercedes they make. Mm-hmm. And had this white Mercedes coming out the church yard. My nephew in it. He got a cousin from out of town. He comes show him around the church. Now, you think that's important to me? I meet him coming out with a Mercedes, and I come here in a truck, a dump truck, and I'm representing God. When I drove, I said, speak, Lord, speak, speak. I drove on to the garage. Yes, yes. Because what he would have done, they would have looked down at me as a man of God. Couldn't. They had to look up. See, y'all don't see that sometimes, but I see that. I see that. Hey, say, hey, Uncle. I say, how are you, son? Otherwise, I'd be saying, well, how you doing? And I'm looking like a, you know, gazing. Are you listening? Watch what I say next now. Your day has come.
Yes.
You follow these instructions?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You who come to this school, listen to me. You follow the instruction? To be materially blessed is the least thing in an anointing.
Yes, sir.
If you understand what I said grace would do to you, put a divine influence on your heart. Bless mean that God has spoken his favor over me. And I don't know if you caught this, but blessing is more important than miracle.
Yes.
Miracles, you need a crisis. Every miracle Jesus did, it was a crisis.
Yes, sir.
Keep flowing in the blessing, you'll never need a miracle.
I'll
give you one or two more things, then I'm going to close class. When you pass, the father's pass, see, the father got to have something to pass on to it. The end result should be that each one would set their hope in God and not forget the work of God, but keep his commandment. If we do Malachi 4:6. But this consistent transfer of spiritual heritage was no accident. It was a deliberate, watch it, installed behavior that had to be empowered and enforced among the people. Pass it on to them, see. What I'm doing here, when I come to this church, is what I'm doing. As a father,
yes, sir.
I'm passing on a heritage.
Yes, sir.
Right. I'm giving it all I got.
Yes, sir.
Every time I come here, I'm giving it all I got. When I come to school, I'm giving it all I got. I don't just run out here, I'm giving it all I got.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Now, if you don't take it, it's not my fault. So they say, so-and-so not doing nothing. They went to your school. I said, yeah, they went. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I ain't taking a rap for your inconsistency. I know it's being put out here. My wife would tell you, just this one class, go on, you can go for it now. See, every time I teach, she said, you get in the car, she said, if they only had this one message.
Yeah.
Wow. See, I don't want to be talking just to be talking. And see, when, oh, let me tell you this. When you believe in God for something, you see it in the Word, your faith is not trying to get God to do it. What you're doing is receiving it, you listening? Embracing it, releasing it, enforcing it, and resisting anything they're trying to stop it. Now the hustle over, see, the hustle over now because this, I have to stop trying to get what I already have. It's selling, my brothers and sisters. It's selling. Jesus is selling. Everything his word saying about you, everything God was saying, but Jesus come at one time and settle it. Spirit is willing. Flesh is weak. Are you following? If you take on this type of anointing, this type of reality, this type of revelation, and deprogram and reprogram your mindset. It's not just faith. It's faith and grace. It's not just grace. It's grace and faith. The problem, people try to do things without the whole counsel of God. Let me see if I'm going to read this to you in my closing. I'm trying to help you in three or four ways, you know. Let's see what we say. I can't find it. It's not what I was looking for. Let's see. I gotta go back and find it. I know what the Bible says about the whole counsel of God, but I found a takeaway in grace he talked about that people are functioning, but they're not functioning in the whole counsel of God. And that's the problem. If you try to, that's what God got me off the half grace message. God told me one day, I sat up all night long reading. God said, that's not my whole counsel. I got up out of there. I left it alone. Come out and told my boys, leave it alone. You see? But the whole counsel wasn't there. It's man that made something go his way. To rob the body of Christ from the real way. You see what I'm saying? Now, do you understand what I said about grace? Did you write Ephesians 2:8 down, or you just familiarized it? You have to write it down, and you got to read it over and over again. I want you to compare Ephesians 2:8 with Titus 2:11. Okay, the difference is going to be that you have to go through faith for to make a manifestation. Now, the Apostle Paul said this, you want to really be a success in ministry, in 1 Corinthians 15:10, I am what I am by the grace of God. He said, the grace that was bestowed upon me was not bestowed in vain, but I labor more abundantly than they all, yet not I. But the grace of God, which was with me. Now, for my first time, I'm going to say something. What you're looking at there is a grace sandwich. You on the inside of it, and grace on both sides. You started out with grace, you end up with grace. Now, when you see that label there means following God's instruction by faith. That don't mean you're on the chain gang. See, you have to let faith do the labor. Amen. What a wonderful class. I mean, it'll change your life, man. You pay attention. And it's going to get better and better because I'm going deeper and deeper. I'm diving. I got my skin diving gears on, brother. Once I find God, no, once he let me see something in the water, I'm coming down. Sometimes I stay down too long, but I come back because I run out of oxygen. I come back up and take a breath. I'm going back down, though. And so in my money coming conferences, they're going to come off the hook. We go to Newport, Virginia. Huh? I'll show them prosperity clear as day. They'll walk out the church and go get it. Oh, yeah, they'll walk out the church and go get it. It's so simple. I don't see how I missed it 42 years. God got his time. And you have to have some maturity to be here. In other words, it'll go to your head. I know better. It's all God. Will you be blessed? If I tell you be blessed, be blessed. Will you receive the grace of God? If I tell you that I release the grace of God on you today. Grace and peace be multiplied in your life. I don't know where you're at in life now, what you're desiring for, what you're wishing for. But I speak it over you. Pressure. Leave. May you enjoy the finer things of life. May God show you the secret strategy to change everything in your life to the better. May you be able to see with the eyes of your heart the dynamic provision that God has provided for you. May you make a mark in the world that can't be erased. Even when you're going to heaven, they're still going to know who you are. May all damage in your life tonight be repaired by the precious hand of the Holy Ghost. May in your heart, in your soul, and in your body, they all become one. All the healing you need is already here. I speak healing over your body. I speak healing over your finances. I render the curse void and ineffective in your life from this day forward. You will constantly walk in increased blessing. Y'all receive now. I speak this over you. I release this. I declare. I decree. Every ministry going to see insight exactly what it takes to cause them to be progressive. Progressing all the time. Progressive, may progressive revelation be upon you all the days of your life. May you go deeper and deeper into the realm of the Spirit and be able to hear God's voice clearly. No, go this way. Turn. May it be on your life. May you see fruits in abundance. Multiplied fruits be on your life from this night forward. May those things that have been a snare and a trap to you be tripped right now. You walk over it, it can't catch you. This night, I speak blessings over you. You who watch it by night, I'm talking to you too. May the blessing of God go in your house, wherever you are, the group in Florida. May great grace, great power be in your life the rest of your life from this hour. I declare that the things have been spoken to you, now I speak them over you. Yeah, that you go forward. And those that has seemed to be closed, it was a trick. Every door is not closed. Every door is open to you now. You go to. Go back to the door. Go back with faith and grace. Not with performance. Not I pay my tithe. Not that I go to church every Sunday. No, because of what Jesus done. Jesus said open this door. In Jesus' name. Amen. So be it.